This is the audiobook version of If I Had to Do It All Over Again, a chapter from the book Good Soldiers Suffer in Silence, a book written by Dr. Richard Doss and narrated by the author. It would seem that going through a horrendous experience would be bad. How many times do you have to experience trauma before it has the potential to ruin the rest of your life? For some, once is enough. They don't have to or want to experience that kind of pain ever again. Yet, over the past several weeks, I've heard veterans who have been victims of military sexual trauma suggest that they wish that they would be attacked again. Now, to be fair, I probably should have highlighted the word wish, as in, I wish they would. I have heard both men and women make this point emphatically. They say things like, I was younger, I was weaker, I was scared. But now, at least in their minds, things would be different. This is not necessarily the case, though. They say that hindsight is 20/20. But you need to know that no one has ESP. Hindsight is a misnomer, an oxymoron. We simply can't have known what was going to happen in the past. If we would have known, the presumption is that we would have been prepared. Unfortunately, the jujitsu that you know now, you didn't know then. The gun collection that you have now, you didn't have then. The knowledge that you gained from the several self-defense classes that you took, you didn't have then. So you say, I wish they would attack me again. Well, actually, you don't. They had the element of surprise. They caught you off guard. You weren't expecting to be attacked. And the life that you would have to lead, always expecting to be attacked, would be a horrible life. It would be a life filled with what we call hypervigilance. Dr. Aphrodite Matsakis, in her book, Loving Someone with PTSD, suggests that victims of trauma often find it very difficult not to feel like they could have done something different, something to prevent the trauma. She states that these feelings can give rise to a strong sense of revenge and anger, self-hate, and self-doubt. The reason that victims of trauma wish that they could be attacked again is because they want to be able to change the outcome. They want to be the victor. They want to prove that they are not weak. They want to prove that they didn't ask for it. They want to prove that they can protect themselves. They don't want to be afraid anymore. So one would imagine, for example, that a woman who was raped while walking alone on a dark road would never walk alone on a dark road again. Yet, we find just the opposite sometimes. Yes, she is alone. Yes, she is on a dark road. Can you believe it? Maybe even the same dark road. Praying. No, I mean praying for something to happen. This time, however, the odds are in her favor. She has pepper spray. She has a knife. And she's carrying a 9mm that she knows how to use. What's different? What's different is that now she is the aggressor. What's different is that now she is the perpetrator. What's different is that now she is looking for you. and what she hopes will be different, at least this time, is the outcome. This has been the audiobook version of If I Had to Do It All Over Again, a chapter from the book Good Soldiers Suffer in Silence, a book written by Dr. Richard Doss and narrated by the author. Copyright 2015 by Richard Doss, PhD. Production copyright 2015 by Strong Minds Publishing.